what I can. Change in me, give me courage to rise, to stand and believe, and the wisdom to know what I need to leave. Oh, I'm trusting you daily, faithfully.
Family, can you believe? Oh my God, we are already here. This is the finale of season one of Sacred Singleness. And wow, what a journey it has been. I kind of want to shed a tear right now because this was my baby. I put in a lot of work. I started not knowing where I was going to start, how it was going to be, how I was going to do it. But I just went ahead and started it with the faith that I had, and I was like, God, you know, you put this in my heart, let me do something right. And whether it's right or not, I did it, and I am so proud of myself. But let's just pause and take a moment, because from episode one all the way until now, we've been unpacking some real, raw, and beautiful truths. And today we're closing it all out with walking boldly in your worth, because at the end of the day, guys, everything we've talked about, the healing, the waiting, the purpose, the preparation, it all comes back to this, which is knowing who we are in Christ and walking boldly in that truth. And let's do a little bit of a recap of our journey together. Let's just sit here and rewind for a second, because I really cannot believe it. I really can't. You know, we started by naming the season of singleness on episode one, not as a curse, but as a sacred space where God does his best work. And then we moved on to season two, where we talked about healing the hidden wounds and how if we don't address our brokenness, we'll carry it into every relationship. And we went from talking about that in episode two to episode three, where we unpacked, you know, trusting God after disappointment, because disappointment, I'm going to tell you now, it's real, but so is God's faithfulness, guys. And we went on to talking on episodes four and five about waiting without wasting and the identity beyond relationship status, because, you know, who we are is not defined by who you're with or who we are with. And then we moved on to episode six, and we dug into healing without building walls, right? Letting God make us whole without shutting people out. And that transition does into episode seven, where we explore contentment in the now and, you know, finding joy in today and not in the tomorrow. And that led me to a pause, right? About waiting versus patience. And because let's be real, we all needed that reminder, right? And that dived us into episode eight, where we talked about purpose and singleness. And I don't know, our life isn't on pause until marriage. That's all I got to tell you. And I had to do another pause, right? And we spoke about roots and seeds. And that was a reminder that, you know, what we do in private is shaping our future harvest. And we sped into episode nine, where we leaned into loneliness and how God's presence meets us in those quiet and aching spaces, which led us to the episode before this one, which was episode 10, and how we unpack preparing for godly relationships, you know, the fun, the messy, the real. But that let me do a pause episode where I spoke about not sabotaging what God sends. And whew, that was a tough one for me, but a very much needed one, right? And so now we close season one with this, right? Walking boldly in your worth, because all of it, all the healing, the patience, and the preparation, it's about knowing your worth in Christ and living it out with confidence. And here's the thing. If you don't know your worth, you'll settle for less than God's best. And settling doesn't just hurt you. It ripples into your relationships, your kids, your future. But when you walk boldly with your worth, right, you stop apologizing for being who God made you. You stop shrinking to fit in. You stop begging for crumbs when God sets a whole table for you. Why would you settle for crumbs when God will make you a spread? You know, Psalms 139 says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And that's not a cute Pinterest quote. You know, that's truth. You know, God took his time on you, and walking in your worth means finally believing that. So, you know, ladies, walking in your worth means you don't have to lower your standards just to be chosen. Know that you are already chosen by God. My God is a girly God. Fella, stop making us ladies cry. Our God does not like that. Our Father is not like, he does not like that. But let's talk to men. Walking in your worth, men, means you don't have to prove your masculinity through money, through success, or relationships. Okay? Your worth is rooted in being a son of the King. And to my single parents, walking in our worth means we don't carry shame like a label. Okay? We are not less than. We are not broken. Okay, we are raising a generation with courage and faith, and our worth is not diminished because of our story. If anything, it's refined by it. Because when we really know our worth, we show up differently, right? We date differently. We parent differently. And we live differently. And you know, worth shows up in the everyday, right? It's the woman who says no to the late night text because she knows she deserves more than being an option, right? If that guy don't text you all day, but then as soon as you lay your head down, it's 10 o'clock and he's texting you. Well, what happened through the rest of the day? You know, it's the man who chooses to lead with integrity, even when nobody's watching. It's the single mom or the single dad who sets healthy boundaries because they know that her kids or his kids are worthy of respect. It's saying no to comparison on social media and yes to gratitude in your own lane. So when you know your worth, you stop chasing validation. You start living loved. So how can you actually walk in your worth, right? I've been saying this for episodes now, episode after episode. We need to root our identity in Christ, not our relationship status, not our job, not our past, in Christ. We need to speak life over ourselves. Proverbs 18:21 says, life and death are in the tongue. So stop cursing yourself with I'm not enough and start declaring God's truth. Start listening to things that bring in. I've said this multiple times, maybe not in this podcast, but just in my day to day. We need to start inviting things that bring life into us. Stop washing the trash on Instagram and on TikTok that is not of God. And start pouring life into us, right? We need to set boundaries that reflect our value. You know, worth and boundaries go hand in hand, guys. We need to surround ourselves with people who remind us who we are. Community. Community matters. I hear community all the time, and it's true. Community matters. You know, take bold steps. Like, walking in worth isn't passive. It's making moves with confidence, even when you feel shaky. So let's go ahead and let's check in, because I know I haven't been talking and talking and talking and talking since episode one, and y'all didn't capture anything I said. So from everything we've talked about this season, what's the one lesson that hit you hardest? That's what I want you guys to ask yourself. And what's one seed you're going to carry forward into the next season of your life? And how can you walk a little bolder this week? Not in arrogance. We don't like that. Not in arrogance, but in confidence of who God says you are. Because listen, this season wasn't just content. Okay. Wait, I said that wrong. Content? No, this season wasn't just content. My tongue got twisted. You know, guys, it wasn't content. It was a journey. It was a journey for me, probably for you, and for anybody who's interested in my podcast. And journeys don't end here. You know, they keep going. So you know what that means? I will have a season 2 coming up. What it's going to be about, I guess you just have to wait and find out, you know? But let's go ahead and close in prayer, okay? Lord, thank you for this journey. Thank you for every listener who tuned in, every heart that was touched, every seed that was planted, God. Teach us to walk boldly in our worth, not in pride, but in confidence that we are yours. For my sisters, remind them they are more precious than rubies. For my brothers, remind them they are strong and courageous in you. For single parents, remind us that our worth is not diminished, but multiplied in our faithfulness. Father, may season 1 of Sacred Singleness be just the beginning of deeper healing, growth, and purpose. We walk boldly because you, Father, call us worthy. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. Family, I don't even want to say this. This is the end of season 1, but it's not the end of the journey. Thank you for walking with me through healing, waiting, contentment, purpose, preparation, and worth. I cannot wait to step into season 2 with you. Until then, walk boldly, love deeply, and never forget you are already enough because God says so. Thank you, guys. Till next time. Bye.
I'm learning to trust you. I'm letting it be. Lord, grant me serenity.